Hello, my name is Tim Clancy. I am a Jesuit priest and teacher at Gonzaga University. And this is my reflection on the readings for today, where we are reading the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is Passion Sunday. Suffering is a problem. In religious terms, it's an evil, demonic even, threatening to undermine not only our peace, but our self-confidence and our very self-worth. The current daily reports on the coronavirus can become overwhelming. Even if we are not ourselves infected, at least not yet, more and more of us know people who have been or soon will be. Our lives have been turned upside down, either having to work and study from home, or as 10 million Americans this past week found out, laid off from work altogether. While on the other hand, those in the medical field are working themselves to the point of exhaustion. Too many to the point where they themselves are falling sick, some even dying. Now, some people think suffering, particularly suffering on such a massive and global scale, is a problem for our religious belief that there is a God above, all good, all powerful, all loving. In times like these, God can seem like wishful thinking. But I would offer that we cannot afford to ask that question right now. The more pressing question for us today is not whether such a God exists, but where does such a God exist? Where can God be found in such overwhelming, random illness and death? How can we reconnect to what we hold most sacred, what gives our life its meaning and value, its purpose and point, when our lives are so turned upside down, where the most selfish, selfless, compassionate, and heroic of doctors and nurses in our hospitals, EMTs and police on our streets, CNAs caring for our elderly, are put in the gravest danger of contracting the virus themselves, with masks and gowns, gloves and face shields in such short supply, where triage protocols of who lives and who dies may soon be in force, as our hospitals themselves become overwhelmed with the sick and the dying. When this is all over, then perhaps we can step back and speculate over the existence of God. But right now, in the teeth of such suffering, the live question, the more pressing question, is where to find grace in such evil? Where find blessing amidst such a curse? How to be religious, literally, how to reconnect to what we hold sacred in such demonic circumstances? Well, in the words of John Paul II, I propose, look to Christ. Particularly today, look to Christ. For where is Christ today on Passion Sunday? He's hanging on a cross, suffering and dying himself, that he might redeem us all from suffering and death. Not eliminate suffering or death, not even cure suffering or banish death, redeem such evils, bringing God's presence, his loving care, and compassionate mercy to us, as he literally suffers with, is present before us cum passio, hanging and dying on his cross. Today is a day for us to be with Christ, that we might feel Christ with us as we endure our own crosses. I find it hard to look away from the news, the YouTube clips, the newspaper accounts of the mounting tragedy, and the pundits and op-eds trying to make sense of it all. It's like driving by the most horrific car crash, or perhaps even better, being pinned under one of those cars oneself. But we also need to look to Christ by looking for Christ in the midst of such horror. To look for Christ in the selfless generosity and bravery of those who run towards the sick and the dying, even as we must stay away. It might seem that overwhelmed by such tragedy, there is nothing for us to do. Cruelly, for most of us, the best we can do for those suffering and dying is to stay away. Stay away physically. But we can be present virtually, connecting with those quarantined, Skyping, Zooming, FaceTiming one another, posting words and images and videos of encouragement, compassion, and wisdom to family and friends, even Facebook friends, Twitter followers we have never met in person, but who have found a reason to see and read what we post. And in so doing, we can be there spiritually. And while we might not be able to be with them in person, we can still volunteer in person to help out when and where we can contribute rather than add to the compounding suffering. Today, we retell the story of Christ's crucifixion, how he willingly chose to suffer, that we might know that God knows what it's like to suffer too. Suffer to the point when Christ himself could wonder where God was to be found. My God, why have you forsaken me? How many thousands of Americans, how many hundreds of thousands of people around the globe have or will soon echo Christ's lament? But as it is Christ's lament, we know where Christ can be found. Christ can be found right here, right now.